What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Literate Lessons, episode 217. I'm Ro on a Friday, and it's really weird to record on a Friday. Joined here today by Carter, who just finished his first week of his new job. Everyone, round of applause.
I did. Today was interesting. I did nothing for like 4 hours.
Okay.
And then, you know, did my job, and then the last, like, 2 hours of my day, I learned how to drive a forklift.
Yeah, so you did text us that you drove a forklift, and in the back of my head, I'm like, are you certified to do that?
No, I'm not. But I have to be taught how to do it to be able to take the certification, so.
Okay.
I think I'm taking my certification on Monday, so we'll figure that out on Monday.
Was it cool?
It's like a car with hooks on the front.
That sounds cool.
That being said, it's really weird. You know how your car is like forward wheel drive?
Yeah.
And like everything is controlled by the front wheels? Yeah, forklifts is the opposite.
So my first car actually was a rear wheel drive car.
Yeah, but does your rear wheels turn?
That's the weird part. Okay, I'm picking up what you're putting down now. That is the weird part.
It's really strange the first time, and it's still kind of weird. Just like, hey, I'm going and I am drifting really hard around this corner. I'm going 5 miles an hour and it feels like I'm going 100.
that's pretty cool. So today, since we're recording on a Friday, it's not like we are missing the invitational coverage for the weekend. But one of the things that we do have leading up to the Indianapolis regionals next week, we tier listed the all the restricted Pokemon, and we're not going to do like a tier list, a full tier list, so to speak, but we have about 20-30 ish top Pokemon using LabMouse usage data. Shout out to Tim. Pokemon that have just been supporting these restricted mons, and instead of like we're going to be ranking them, but also just saying like what sort of teams you're going to see these Pokemon on. And of course, starting it off, because we're going to hop around, which means we're going to have to find Pokemon. We're going to start off with the big cat, which is, where are you?
I don't know.
Oh, there
it's probably it's probably in Pokédex order if I was to guess.
This is,
for the record, I'm correct. Yes.
Yeah. Well, not. It's not in Pokédex order because we're seeing the Legends of Ruin and Goldengo.
Yeah, we already pulled those up. That doesn't count.
Okay. I mean, that is kind of fair.
It was, and then you ruined it.
Well, you know, things happen. Incineroar. This is in restricted formats. Incineroar actually gets even better. This is going to be at worst the third best non-restricted. Probably tied with Rillaboom for the second best, and honestly, let's bring Rillaboom up as well. The fake out Pivot Brothers of a healthy meta, or in my opinion, a healthy meta. I know I don't. You don't have to get started. We all know how you
didn't
feel.
Say a word.
These are two Pokemon that you're going to see on pretty much. Incineroar you can see on pretty much every single team. The only teams you're not going to see Rillaboom on are pretty much Maridon teams and certain Psy spam at variants of Calyrex Shadow. Outside of that, these are insanely splashable Pokemon that you're going to see in every single format. You know what they do. They fake out, they pivot with Parting Shot
or U-turn. Does Incineroar get U-turn this generation?
Yes, it does.
It never uses it, though, because why would it when you have access to Parting Shot? I guess you could on, like, Assault Vest sets.
Yeah.
Just for pivoting purposes, but, like, I mean, then you're giving up Parting Shot.
So, the Assault Vest variant is good on harder Trick Room teams. Back in Regulation F, a lot of the earlier harder Giraffe plus Blood Moon teams actually use the Assault, like an adamant Assault Vest Incineroar as a Trick Room, as a offensive option in Trick Room. as well as being like your fake up Pivotmon. So it does exist. You might see the Assault Vest variant on teams that have Calyrex Ice, but in general it's going to be like Goggles or Berry with a Parting Shot. Rillaboom has actually been more popular, or at least almost exactly as popular as Incineroar, because of the terrain control as well. Setting up grassy terrain and having the immediate offensive pressure onto Kyogre is great. And honestly, setting up grassy terrain just ruins Maridon's day. So having
when you want to be a Pokemon like setting and controlling terrain, having another Pokemon that is as high of usage as like Rillaboom is, being able to like immediately disrupt that is not good for your game plan. Yeah. It's like part of the reason that like the Turtle's so good right now as well, because you know, granted it's only a one time use on the Turtle, but you know, being able to just constantly do whatever you want with Rillaboom really makes Maridon and Kyogre's day much harder.
Yeah. And again, it's like these are two Pokemon, bring up the Turtle. These are two Pokemon that you can use the Turtle. Again, you can use these with almost any team. And that's, this tier is pretty much going to be the use it with anyone tier. And there's a few other Pokemon that I think are about that splashable. The next one, I have to remember what generation
Tornadus came out.
There we go. Yep. So we have Tornadus here. I think Tornadus, it's either S or A.
So if I'm being like completely honest here, I think Incineroar and Rillaboom are like the only S tier Pokemon.
Okay.
I think that they are by far the most splashable and therefore like the most playable of any non-restricted in this meta. Let me just kind of want to pull up your list. Yeah, according to this list you sent me, Tornadus is actually higher in usage than Rillaboom, and I think that's like kind of a shame.
We don't know what the percentages are on these. It was just the way that the list was put together was Lab Mouse just puts the mons in order based off of their usage. Yeah, there's no backing thing. I know that currently these, like the most common variant of Turtle is a Tornadus variant. Tornadus, of course, is an amazing partner for it's an amazing partner for Calyrex Shadow. Honestly, Cali Ice can use it in a Tail Room version or even just a Sword Stance version with Tornadus. Works with Koridon as a secondary setter and speed control. Like, this is another Pokemon that works well with everything. Of course, Calyrex Shadow, it works insanely well with, being the speed control there to make the fastest Pokemon in the meta go even faster. But I can also see where you're going, where it's not a fully for everything, and it's not able to come in every matchup like these two can.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to just, again, go with our Tailwind setters, there are two other Tailwind setters that are very common. One that is expected, and one that really isn't. We have, I think this is where they fall, Pelipper.
Pelipper's trash.
Tell that to all the tournaments it's winning.
I don't think it's particularly good.
It's insanely good. It is insane. You are.
Is it
just,
because it's just like a wide guard user that also can control weather?
It's
like more, it's a wide guard Tailwind weather setter.
Its offense is actually really good in this meta. Where is
the Whimsicott?
Yes, it is. Where is the Whimsicott? Is there no Whimsicott? There you are. Being honestly, I think Whims is.
I mean, 95 special attack's not
95
terrible.
Special. So your Weather Ball is one shotting Incineroars.
I feel like any water attack in rain is going to be able to do that.
But how many? What other, like? There's not as many other splashable water types with the rain. The fact that you do have the rain is massive. It's just amazing utility to disrupt your opposing, the opposing restricted Pokemon. You have the speed control. You have Wide Guard. Hurt like this Pokemon right here, depending on the Koridon set, this is one of the only Pokemon that can actually safely switch into Koridon defensively. You resist, and it also threatens it both with its Hurricane in the Rain, and if you Terra, they're mostly running Terra Fire, you're going Terra Fire into a Weather Ball. So it's also insane. It's also one of the most splashable Pokemon. Just like Tornadus, you can pretty much run this with everything. To be quite honest, on teams like Zacian and Zamazenta, the soft rain mode of a Pelipper plus a Waterfu, or even just the Pelipper on its own as its own balance piece, is insanely useful, if not necessary, providing the Steel-type dogs a Ground-type immunity to help switch into that also disrupts with the Wide Guard, with the weather and everything. It's 1000% an Umbreon Theorymon, but I think at this point it's definitely like the non-Kyogre rain setter, even more so than Tornadus is sometimes, because you get that immediate switch and you don't have to waste a turn setting the rain dance up, and you could switch in, put the rain up, and then go for a Wide Guard or go for some great offense. It could just be an early meta mon, and actually for that maybe we make it a B tier mon. But as of right now, like if you're going to Indianapolis and you don't have a Pelipper answer, I can't believe I'm saying this sentence, and this is dead serious. If you don't have a Pelipper answer, you're not going to have a fun time, because you're going to see this bird more than you've seen it probably in any other regulation since like Reg A or Reg B.
I have no words to say about the.
This is my favorite thing, because I know how much of a Politoed guy you are, Chris.
Between my choice of the two, I do enjoy Politoed more. That doesn't mean that it's like good though. Like I can admit that. It's just hard for me to believe that Pelipper is actually like this good. Does that make sense?
It's the same, and like if we want to go and we can pull some like another of the Umbreon Theorymons, Mienshao, which is
should be like right in there, right?
Yeah, it should be right here. There we go. Mienshao. So Mienshao, this just goes with that again. Actually, I think Mienshao might be a little closer to the sea. Mienshao and Pelipper, these are Pokemon that have been in the decks for a while. Pelipper got a lot more usage than Mienshao has before, and it's like we've seen Pelipper even in the last regulation we saw it used. But these are mons where just the way that the restricted meta is right now, specifically for single restricted, it's a right place, right time Pokemon. It's doing a lot of the things that you need it to do. I think when we move to GS Cup, you're not going to see it, because you can slap on Kyogre as your rain setter. Like, you can use that, and maybe that's one of the reasons why it's like it's being used. We know from past years, Pelipper is like rain plus Zacian is really good.
And I can agree to that.
And I think this is kind of like your rain plus Zacian from home, so to speak. This is the best part. We can move on to another Pokemon. Let's move on to some agreeably good Pokemon. Chiyu slaps.
Chiyunpao slaps.
These are Pokemon that have been good ever since they've been added to the format. The reason why I do think that you're in A tier because as of right now. Chiyunpao, again, you can slap this Pokemon on almost anything. It's the offensive component of balance. It works great with all of the physical restricted mons. Chiyu less so, only because like it's not as great with Terapagos. I think it's weird enough, like both of these Pokemon here, they're probably best used with the best restricted in Calyrex Shadow, but they just don't feel as good on other teams. Which
GU fits really well with the like big, fast, special attacking like mons. I mean, it's as weird as it sounds to say, the fire type's really good next to the water whale.
Yeah.
But it's not because it's like, it's because you're just boosting your Kyogre's damage, not because you're like making Chiyu better. Chiyu does its thing. And I mean, same for like Chi and Pao. Like, your job is to facilitate your ally to do more, right? Like, granted, Chi and Pao does a lot on its own, and Chiyu can as well. But the big draw is being able to have that ruin ability and just ruin your opponent's day.
Yeah, well, in so many words, yes. And yeah, I think it's just a situation of the Chi, and we've seen this in previous formats, the Chi and Pao is just more splashable, which is why I think it's 100% higher there.
Which is weird to say when the best mon in the format is a Intimidator. Physical attacks are still very good.
Yes.
Especially when you have such powerful special attackers as like Maraidon, Kyogre. What's the other one?
Terapagos is a special attacker. And Kalias as well.
Yes, there we go. Kalias is the one I was actually forgetting.
I can see the Chiyu maybe in GS Cup bumping up, but as it's in, and or even in this format bumping up to maybe B. But as of right now, this is where I think it is. I'm just going to throw some other mons up there that are on our sheet that I just have immediately available. And we can just bang a few of these out. Starting from the top, Raging Bolt does Raging Bolt things.
Raging Bolt's really good when it gets to do its thing, which is like the entirety of its existence in Reg F.
Yeah. Also, Raging Bolt gets an ability and an item now. That's not... Like that's new.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
It's a great Groudon partner because you aren't doubling down on the weaknesses, but you can still do the double dragon stuff with Koridon. The three B-tier mons, Goldengo, Gouging Fire, and Dragonite. Like, Dragonite is just a... priority is really good in this format. Dragonite is one of the best priority mons. Goes well with the Chi and Pao up here.
Mm-hmm.
Gouging Fire is... Its howl really helps both Koridon and Groudon get their... And even Zacian to get their damage up and to into kind of even out Intimidate switch-ins. And then down here...
Can you hear that wind?
No.
Oh my lord, dude. It is insane out there.
Wait. Oh, down for you? Weather's fine up here.
Oh yeah, it's been rainy, stormy, and then like while I was at work today, it was nice and clear. Now that I'm home, it's pouring down rain again.
Well, at least like you're home and not out. Speaking of stormy and everything, I was just about to get to the two weather mons. Archeludon, you're only running it with Kyogre. And then Wake, you're really only running it with Koridon or Groudon. I think out of the two, Arch is probably better because it complements Kyogre better type-wise. It resists the grass and electric type attacks. Wake, it's like... I feel Wake like Wake's is... just... It's just going to end up falling off. I
agree.
It's such a shame.
I think we're going to see something very similar to how it's been in Reg F of just moderately disappointing, I think is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely one of those Pokemon that a few years down the road we can really like evaluate just how vastly different its career is in singles versus doubles. Like, no, on paper, it looks like it should be something that's absurdly good, and it just has not been able to produce in the level that, honestly, I think it should be able to.
It just feels like I've only used it like once testing early Reg F. I know you played, you were playing for, I think for a solid month, just solely like singles because you wanted to use Walking Wake.
Yeah, it was great. And it was when they were considering banning it.
Yeah. And so for this Pokemon, like you really hyped it up for me and you're like, this.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it.
And even in Draft League, it did well in our Reg F. our Reg D plus draft league, and it whenever I use it, it always felt like it was like just a tad too slow, or just there wasn't just
it's
just
a tad too slow and misses just too many damage ranges.
Yes, that's the best way. It's like,
and it's just a little too frail, and like it just every box it checks, it doesn't do anything great.
If it had like five more stat points in each of its
and like in every not even stat
all, it's like literally just five more, like just give it like like it would be like so much better than it is. But at that, and it's also the fairy type, okay, being around, and we're just going to grab that fairy type that is still around.
Hey, did you know Fluttermane is still really good?
So what's really fun with Flutter, Qian, and both Sword and Shield, not Sword and Shield, the Scarlet and Violet Dragons, is that they all speed tie. They're all base 135, so...
Of course they do. Why wouldn't they? The difference is that Fluttermane gets a speed boost.
Yes.
So it is going to be faster than them, unless they're Scarf, and then it's... Good luck!
Yeah, Chris, who won the last chance qualifier last weekend, ran Scarf Flutter just so that even out of Protosynthesis, well, he's like, I just want to have the fastest Flutter at all times, even if someone switches in.
Yeah, I just want to know I have the fastest thing always. Yeah.
And it is maybe that's a tech that ends up being picked up. We've seen Choice Specs Flutter. Why not Scarf? The damage output might not be as amazing as the Specs version, but you could tweak the EVs. There's not always enough stats available for it. With all these Protosynthesis mons up, this is we can just get... Where are you? There you are. The other Gen 3 Weather Setter that isn't a restricted Pokemon. Torkoal's good on Sunroom teams. It's like you'll see it with Calyrex Ice on like hard Trick Room,
which maybe it makes me laugh. Of just like, you want to be able to control the weather away from like the Kyogre players, so let's give them Sun when I'm like my restricted is an Ice type and I don't want to see those moves.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
But like also, it's probably fine because you're the fastest thing and you're getting to abuse it before they do. So
yeah. And again, it's like, this is like, if you're running the Torkoal, you have like your Lilacool mode. You have, again, you're going hard Trick Room. And with that being said, if you're going hard Trick Room, you got to have the next Pokemon that you have to have that you need on your watch list. Indeedee Female. The other terrain setter in this format.
It's better than just, being paired next to the Trick Room setter, too. Like, I mean, Cali Shadow plus Indeedee is really powerful because now you get to fire off boosted Expanding Forces. Cali does still get Expanding Force, right?
It still gets Expanding Force. Okay. And this is, again, going back to the Pelipper discussion, people have actually... And the reason why it's in C tier, people actually haven't been doing the Expanding Force spam variants of Calyrex Shadow.
I don't even think that the Expanding Force part is why I want to play in DD. It's really so I can stop all the sucker punches going into my Calyrex.
Yeah, it is useful. Which, like,
that is very useful, but also, again, there's just this big problem of, well, Rillaboom exists, so I'm never going to be able to keep my terrain, right? Like, yeah. That's just the world we live in.
Yeah, the Rillaboom, I mean, on the lead, your Indeedee is going to be slower than their Rillaboom usually.
Yeah.
So you'll have it on lead, but then they can always just, again, pivot out the Insign, get the Rillaboom in.
Or they don't bring it on the lead, and then, you know, well, there goes your terrain.
Yeah, exactly. And it's honestly, again, more so used on these very hard, like these hard Trick Room teams. A Mon that is a Trick Room Mon, but has been seen on non-Trick Room teams, a favorite of mine. Where are you, buddy?
I don't know who we're looking for, so I can't help you.
It's a giraffe. And actually, while we're at it, we'll get the giraffes too, buddies. We'll get you. You. And...
Do you want to grab Comfey while you're right there?
Yeah, I'm going to grab Comfey. That was a Mon we wanted to talk about.
I keep seeing you scroll by it, and I'm like, yeah, we probably are going to talk about that at some point.
We are. Where is the... This is the tallest boy. There he is.
I don't know who we're talking about.
So, talk about Trick Room, or at least Trick Room modes. Calyrex. Frigirath is an insanely good Pokemon. It stops the priority moves that we were just talking about, so it's another great partner for Pokemon for your Calyrexes, specifically Calyrex Ice, because it gives you the Trick Room mode, or at least the ability to set Trick Room up. Also, you have both Shadow Ball and Foul Play to hit into the Calyrexes, and you're a normal type, and you're a normal psychic type, which means that unless like the Calyrex Shadow is carrying fairy coverage, like it's you're immune to one stab, you resist another, and for it to hit you, it's got to use a move like Draining Kiss, and then you can go back at it with a Shadow Ball or with a Foul Play. The typing, the ability, and the speed control are all amazing for Frigirath in this format. Normal types are really, really good because of the fact that, you know, the best Pokemon in the format is a ghost type with a broken ghost type attack. The bears here, they're both B tier. They both mostly work with Calyrex Ice, but you can't splash them in with the giraffe as a soft Trick Room mode on a lot of other teams. But you're really going to see them mostly with Calyrex Ice. Blood Moon Ursaluna is actually an amazing partner for the Calyrex Ice, acting as the special as a special attacker in that Trick Room mode to complement Calyrex as a physical Trick Room attacker. Comfey is another Pokemon that falls into the Umbreon Theorem. If you want to talk about it first, I know this has been a Literate Lessons favorite of many of our hosts.
Yeah, I played a lot of Comfey when Galarian Moltres first came out. Was introduced back in Sword and Shield. Being able to just, like, heal your partner up, in, like, for essentially free as many times as you want is a really interesting, like, piece of tech that some teams are just not prepared for. And then, like, you also have access to, like, Draining Kiss to be able to... just like have super priority against your opponent. There's some teams that just like have a really hard time being out prioritized and being able to, granted, Draining Kiss isn't going to do a ton to some Mons, but also, you know, there are stuff like the Urshifu forms running around that are weak to fairy. So being able to just like hit them before they're able to ever do anything, can make a huge difference. Stuff like, Qian Pao has a really hard time being able to outspeed it because, well, you have higher priorities, so you can't be sucker punched. It's weak to fairy, so like being able to just pick up that extra damage before it attacks is obviously very good. So it's a Pokemon that's like strangely good when it's good. Like it's like you said, the perfect definition of like an Umbreon Theorem Pokemon of just like in these higher power formats when like recovering HP is so much more useful and being able to have like essentially a second life on your restricted, being able to just heal them up for as much as you can. It can make a lot of matches much more difficult for your opponent.
Yeah, I'm just throwing up the Urshifus because you mentioned them, so I'm like, yeah, those should go up. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. In general, as well, a lot of Pokemon are going to be going with a Dark-type Terra in order to counteract the, of course, you know, the horse in the room. Where are... Did I just miss the Urshifus? Anyways, the other thing that's really nice, just sticking with Comfy, so the Floral Healing Attack actually heals, I think it's like, goes up to two-thirds or 75% of your health recovery when you're in grassy terrain. So this is actually an amazing partner with Rillaboom. The teams that were using Comfy mostly were Terapagos teams, because Terapagos has its... souped up before it goes into its Terraform Zero form. So in like the middle stage, the stage that you're going to battle with before your Terra, it has pretty much a souped up multi-scale. And to be able to keep on clicking Calm Mind and like go Floral Healing Calm Mind, Floral Healing Calm Mind, you're going to be able to outlast and outbulk these teams. You also get speed control with Comfey. It gets both Tailwind and Trick Room. So that's just another tool that it has to really help its team in whichever role it's being used in. Since you mentioned... Actually, before we go to Urshifu, let's go to another.
Fun fact for you. In versions 1.0 to 2.0.2 in Scarlet and Violet, Floral Healing could not be used in battle. I have a feeling that's probably because, like, Comfey wasn't added to the game, and so, like, they just did not code it in. But it does make me laugh that there's, like, this tidbit on Bulbapedia saying, hey, in the early versions of the game, you literally couldn't use this. But, yeah. Like, again... If there's no one using the attack, then why would they like have it turned on to be able to be used?
Yeah, that's this game is a mess. just going and again, just throwing up some more. We have a few more. We threw up Rapid Strike, King Gambit. Where are you? I just had the Urshifus too. It's Lando here. Lando, I
very well prepared as always. I see.
You know, it's 9:52. What like
it's 8:52.
Let's be happy that it's like the guests should be or our listeners should be happy that this isn't a nap time podcast.
Dude, I'm
99% sure that that's what both of us are doing when we're done with this.
Unironically, that's what I was doing before this. That's why I was late. I came home and went to bed.
Yeah, I feel that. Okay, it was like right in this area. Yeah, well, I'll find it at some point. When I see it, I'll see it. Both Urshifus are A tier. Water, we know from Regulation F and all of Sword and Shield, pretty much. Waterfu plus Rilla plus Ensign, good. It's a splashable water fire, like water fire grass core. Goes well, like these three go well with Pelipper plus a restricted Mon and another Mon. That's honestly a winning combo for a vast majority of the restricteds in the format. Darkfu as well, I don't feel like it's as good as it was at the start of Regulation E. It still is really powerful because whenever you add in a super strong, like a two super strong ghost types, well, two ghost types and then two psychic types, with the horses, Lunala, it's like being a dark type is just great. And Landorus Eye, it fills a role of non-restricted ground type damage, something that both Ursulunas do as well. There's not a lot of ground type damage in the format outside of Groudon and these three Pokemon, really, outside of some other like incidental non-stab coverage. So being able to still go stab Earth Power is really great. And it's a Pokemon that we just know is really powerful, is able to break through things. And with people now running Pelipper more, or even on Kyogre teams, you can now run Sandseer Storm instead of Earth Power if you so choose to. Or you can just run 3-attack, no sub, with Earth Power and Sandseer Storm. So that's cool. And King Gambit, I mean, if you wanted to speak to that one, I think it's, again, pretty clear on why it's good.
Hey, Angela, did you know that Intimidate's very good right now?
Hey, Carter, did you know that the best Pokemon usually runs Psychic Ghost Stab?
I mean, I feel like it's fairly obvious why King Gambit's good, right? Like, yeah. There's some very good Pokemon in the format that it kind of just, like, hard counters, and it just, like, gets to sit in front of them and go, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
And instant goes, I'm gonna Will-O-Wisp you, and you go, please don't. Please stop, I have a family.
I have kids, it's the army of Poniards that surround me. That's why you run Terra Fire, and talking about common Terra types you might see, you are going to see a lot more Terra Fire, especially on your physical mons, because of Insign running.
I mean, yeah, it's something that I know personally I've done for a hot minute at this point. Just like, yeah.
It fell off because there weren't as many good, like, Will-O-Wisp users. And then Insign really wasn't getting the mileage out of it. Now you're getting a lot of mileage out of it. I think this is the tier list from the last tier list video we did. And I realized the issue with this one was that it didn't break out the Ogre Pond forms.
Did it not?
No, this one didn't. But we can just... We'll just
yeah, I mean, we can kind of just talk about Ogre Pond as a whole, I guess.
I think... Wellspring and Heartflame are definitely better, but
this list you sent me has Cornerstone on here.
Cornerstone is on there, so if I had to tier them specifically, Heartflame and Wellspring are A, Cornerstone is C. Cornerstone, again, is amazing on these hard Trick Room teams because of your sturdy. You can guarantee 100% that Trick Room's going up. I think it only takes you about like an extra, I think you do have to invest into your bulk to live a Surging Strikes. It's only like 70-ish EVs, so it's not even like you're investing a ton into it. And again, you're able to just 1000% get the Trick Room up and just go to town with your Torkoal, with your super slow Calyrex Ice, one of your Ursalunas. Like, that's its role. Heartflame is amazing on more offensive teams. It's honestly an amazing Maridon partner.
When you want to go bonk, it's really good.
Yeah, it's an amazing Maridon partner. It's amazing partner for both of the sun-setting restricteds. And I think we all know how good Ogre Pond Wellspring is as a balance piece, filling in 2/3 of that water, fire, grass, giving it providing redirection. It's great into Kyogre because they can't hit you. They'll only hit you neutral with the non-stab Ice Beam, and unless they Terra, you're immediately threatening that damage back and then some with Horn Leech. A Pokemon that I put up here that I didn't talk about is Gallade. Gallade, another hard Trick Room mon that has Wide Guard. It's, again, like a lot of the mons down here are hard Trick Room mons, and they're really good because the hard Trick Room is a solid composition in this format. It's just that on a lot of the Pokemon down here that are like hard Trick Room mons, you just aren't going to see them elsewhere. What else? We have a handful of others to get through. Just going through. I know one of them is... Where are you, little friend? list also doesn't have... I mean, it's... was on lower on the list I sent you, and I'm not seeing... Oh, actually, this is one that I can't believe we haven't talked about it yet.
Hmm.
The mushroom's really great.
Mushroom is very good. I will agree.
The ability for it to... against these hard trick room teams, under speed, the Calyrex ice is amazing. Redirection's always great. Pollen Puff to help be like a redirecting healing mon. It's not as immediate as Comfey, but you're still getting your recovery in, which is super important. The redirection's always great. Initially, people were like, oh, it's not going to be good because Maridon and Electric Terrain. Well, Maridon, it's definitely like a B-tier mon. And honestly, you can run Amoongus with Rillaboom, or you can run it with Indeedee. Like, going double grass there, double redirection, it's not a bad thing. And just for the fact that it lets your Amoongus do its thing. So, the rest of it, actually, I think with that... I think we actually got everything. Well, outside of the fact that I can't find, I had the Urshifu, and then I just lost. There's too many Pokemon on this list. Anything for a non-restricted mon that you want to talk about, or just bring up that you think is going to be interesting to look at?
Let's see. We can kind of talk about Serena if you want. It's another one that's kind of starting to pop up with like Kyogre.
Yeah, why not? Let's play the fun game of find it. It's going to be oh, that was an easy one to find.
That's yeah. Why I said it, because I saw it. It's pretty niche in like what it's doing. It's trying to do like it's very similar to like what Giraffe is doing, except it's a grass type. So like it's fine. The problem is it's a grass type in a format dominated by Rillaboom, so like it's a hard sell.
Yeah, it's like you kind of want the Rillaboom, but also depending on your Terra type, like if you go Terra Fire on this thing, the Rillaboom really can't touch you and it becomes a wasted spot, because a lot of Rillaboom, it's fake out double grass U-turn. So if you have a neutral Terra type, or like again a Terra Fire, you can not only ignore the Rillaboom, but you can threaten it back with a move like the Triple Axel, or even, I believe it still gets Acrobatics. And Triple
that
Axel...
That sounds correct, yes.
Yeah. And so it is interesting. I think its best use, as we've seen in previous formats, probably with Kyogre, because it also... It's a grass and it's an electric resist. That can stop the grassy glides and immediately threaten the KO after. That's the one thing that the giraffe can't do, really, is sure, it stops the grassy glide, but it's not going to eat a wood hammer that well. Yeah. Serena can eat that wood hammer and then threaten back with the triple axe.
Yeah, 100%.
Others just going through.
Is Araquanid doing anything?
I think it was... I believe I saw it. Where is... There we go. I think it's another C-tier mon. It's, again...
I think Araquanid is one that'll pop up more when we get to, like, double restricted. Where you can see, like, Kyogre plus Cali Ice.
Yeah, I can like, see
being
it
able
that.
To do, like, Trick Room things next to Kyogre seems really interesting.
Yeah, and still being the Wyguard support. Personally, yeah. I'll say this. I love this Pokemon. When Regulation F dropped, it was the first team that I built in Regulation F. I feel like the only thing that... And maybe it turns to an Umbreon Theramon. In the National Dex format of Regulation F, it did feel slightly underpowered. Like, if we got this thing in base Dex, Araquanid Ferrigraph would have been an unbelievable pairing in regs A, B, and C. And I feel a little cheated that we didn't get that, because I think that would have been super, super fun. but maybe like it has the it has all the text to do well. It's just I think the stats might not be there with the stats, but we'll see. It's people are enough people are using it where I did see it on Tim's list. What else is here? While I'm doing this, I'm also looking for that goddamn Urshifu. Like,
I'm not only laughing at you, but one of the cats is in here with me.
I heard the cat.
Yeah, she's chirping. There's Ogre Pawn.
Yep, there's the ogre. It was like in this general area.
I am not going to say it's there because those are all Gen 9 mons.
And these are
there's Grimmsnarl. There's Glastrier.
Yeah, there's the horses.
It should be before the horses.
That's what I'm saying.
Is it divided into two?
It was divided into two. I swear I saw them right next to each other.
Do we need to talk about Glamora? Is Glamora still a thing that exists?
Not really. I mean, like, okay. In general, there was a Terapagos team that was using it specifically because it helped in the mirror. You were able to pretty much spread poisons to try to like speed things along, but I don't think it's as great. I think the only other Pokemon, like, just going through this list, I'd say it's another grass type, the Hisuian Lilligant. We've seen it with the Torkoal. We've seen it with Groudon.
It gets coaching.
Yeah, it gets coaching, which is absolutely nutty. Coaching goes through Protect, so you can go Protect Coaching, and that's just amazing. After you plus Trick Room user in the sun, or like Trick Room on the sun, is unbelievable. So you'll have that as an option where maybe like once you have your sun up, or if you're up against an opposing sun team, you can go after you with your Calyrex Ice and not have to even worry about the speed control there, or go after you with your Torkoal and immediately put on early game pressure with your Trick Room on before the Trick Room gets set up. So again, that's just something else to see as like a C-ish tier mon. We're going to do one more look through. And then I think, there it is. There it is.
I don't see it.
It's right here.
Hey, I found it.
It's so weird how this tier list, the tier lists, they always give us almost all of the tier lists are the shiny Urshifu. And this Pokemon's also been out for about 4 years now, and we still haven't gotten the shiny.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, it's
good lordy.
I want to say yeah, in like a month, because it was June or July. It was June 2020 for Isle of Armor, which is just absolutely crazy to think of that we've had these Pokemon for so like those two Pokemon for so long, and that it's actually been that long. So yeah, I'd say
just quickly looking over, I'm not thinking of anything that we really else need to talk about.
Yeah, like I mean there's some other Pokemon here you might see, like you'll see Entei. Actually we're not going to put it on the tier, I'll throw it on the tier list just if I, you can I mentioned it.
Antingles up there, I guess.
Yeah, I'll throw Entei here as well, but Wochien is better in this format. Being able to put out Snarl Pressure or Foul Play and be a healer in Pollen Puff for some of your more like passive protected king teams, again, Terapagos being the main one, the Wochien, instead of having a passive grass type like the Amoongus or even like a passive supporter like the Comfey, you can still get the support, but then have that Foul Play output or heck, even Leech Seed output for more recovery with the Wochien. So it's not the joke or meme mod it's been for close to a year, it's actually kind of a legitimate-ish interesting Pokemon to use. And of course, again, there's others. This is a like the start of a restrictive format and the creativity people can have with these teams. There is a lot of growth, but I'd say these Pokemon here are really the main ones that you should be focusing on, whether you're team building yourself or you're prepping matchups, you're trying to figure out what Pokemon does each archetype use. It's these mons here. And with that, you got anything else?
You ever done an outro before?
I've done a few. I've been doing them for the what's it called? The little record. And I am not a J. I will say that saying I am no J, but well, let's see where it goes and just correct me where I'm wrong. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us for this late night recording edition of Literate Lessons.
Can you say it's late night when it's 9 o'clock?
It's 10:10 for me.
Yeah, I haven't eaten dinner yet, so if you can hurry up, I'm trying to get dinner.
You cut me. You're the one who cut me off. I'm getting there. You can find us on all of our socials at LR Lessons. On Twitter. You can find us on YouTube as well, where you can watch this episode and many other videos. We have a lot of great videos coming through the pipeline, some laddering videos coming up. The Little Record is slowly but surely getting ready to be uploaded. And I have a video
that's getting ready to go up. I want to say here soon as well.
Yeah, you got...
That I have been working on for...
Months.
Months. And I know Carl's been working on it for like at least a month as well. Yep. Like it's
one of our more ambitious projects.
It is my first scripted video.
Yes, I think it's our it's
my first. I know Carl did a lot of scripting and stuff when he did the deep dives. But yeah, I like after recording it and everything, I'm like, oh, this is probably like a good, probably like 30 to 40 minute video, and now it's like I think less than 20.
Well, it's like, you know,
oh, I need to work on how much I write.
we're getting there. But
yeah, for sure,
a lot of great videos coming up. And if you want to support us in the videos that we make, in the podcasts that we make, you can join us on our Patreon, and you can also be a Discord supporter as well, just like our lovely supporter Smeargle. Like, follow, subscribe. Did I get everything? Like, follow, subscribe, talk about the video.
Yeah, sure.
Discord.
I'd be lying if
actually,
I said
no,
I listened.
No, we do have something. Final note. We have our first sponsor. Carter, that's all you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, for those who are not a part of the Discord, technically we've had it for a while and I just have never actually plugged it. We are sponsored or affiliated with, I guess is the correct word. We are affiliated with Dubby Energy. If you are interested in trying out a sugar-free, like, caffeine energy drink, check out that. It is really good. I've been drinking it for, like, 2 years now, on and off for 2 years. I really enjoy it. So you can use code LRLessons. I wasn't ready for this. Putting me on the spot.
I didn't even think of it until this moment.
Yeah, I'm.
We'll plug the link in the code in the description. Carl will fix that for us, and he's going to make us sound so smart and so just amazing.
Carl's the best, man.
He is the only reason why this gets done.
Working on it. I had to log in. LR Lessons.
Awesome.
That's good for 10% off anything on their site. So it was, I think this past week they had a deal for 20% off all like supported codes, but now it's only 10. So you missed out. Sorry, people.
Yeah,
but yeah, we'll go check their stuff out. I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I wish I could say that's what I'm drinking tonight, but it's 9:15 at night, so I'm drinking nothing but water.
That'll be the drink for, you know, the next time we record. And with that, that is an outro of all time, folks.
That was an intro and an outro and an episode. Yep.
It was. Thank you very much and have a great day, everyone.